For the first time in 5 decades, they're back.
Talking about those boys.
With the voice of Ronnie Spector and a song by the Rolling Stones, it's the sound of the Ronettes.
50 years ago, when we were traveling together with the Rolling Stones, they would write and do stuff on the bus.
I love you, boys.
I had no idea they had written this song.
Here I am, all alone, and all dressed up to kill. 'Cause I'd much rather be with the girls than be with you.
About 2 months ago, somebody brought it to my attention, but it was called I'd Much Rather Be With The Boys, and I just changed it.
'Cause I'd much rather be with the girls than be with you.
You know, my past life and stuff. And I think everybody knows. And that's why I was saying I'd much rather be with the girls.
And now, I know that I don't need you anymore.
And back in the 60s, with an attitude as big as their beehive hairdos, the Ronettes also caught the eye of another British band, the Beatles.
They were dying to meet these girls with this black long hair and the slits up the side of their dresses. And they would want to know all the American dances, you know, especially John Lennon. George was sort of quiet. He was dating my sister.
And you were dating John Lennon, weren't you?
He did take me places, you know, and then, of course, it was like building up. He asked me for a kiss, and we sort of kissed, and then there was a bed there. And he was trying to slide me over to the bed, and I said, now, John, you know better than this, you know.
I want you.
Ronnie Spector formed the Ronettes with her sister and her cousin in 1961. They were sexy and sassy, and 2 years later they released Be My Baby, the song that made them stars.
All three of us used to sleep together. I mean, we're blood. So we slept together and my mother would sleep in the other bed, and we always watched American Bandstand. So Dick Clark says, this next record is going to be the hit of the century. And we all three of us sat up in our beds. And then when I heard those drums, boom, 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 I said, it's us, we're on television. Our record's out.
The night we met, I knew I needed you so.
Brian Wilson called it the most perfect pop record of all time. What makes the song so good?
It was innocent, and it was just simple lyrics.
Say you love me.
It told the story right from the beginning. That's what I loved about the 60s lyrics, and I don't think they do that as much today.
Clearly, the music industry has changed dramatically since you started out.
Yes.
I mean, what do you make of rock and roll today?
You know, I think the Taylor Swift, Justin Bieber, they're all okay, but I look at Beyonce and I like her a lot. But you don't have to show everything. I say this about either Miley or Beyonce. I just ask, what are they going to be doing in 20 years? I've been doing it for 50.
And that's despite her well-documented marriage to the producer, Phil Spector.
Maybe when we break up from a quarrel or a fight,
he may have been responsible for the Ronettes' greatest hits.
Tell me why.
But after their wedding, Ronnie says he deprived her of the limelight and virtually imprisoned her in his mansion.
You know, I never heard anything that was going on in the outside world. The only time I was allowed out was once a month, and that's when I could see magazines, newspapers, but I couldn't bring them home. I was so unhappy.
And though I really keep trying, I think I may start trying.
After your divorce, did you ever think about changing your surname?
No, because I'd been a Spector for so long, people wouldn't know who I was. So, of course, I just kept the name. I like Spector because it's like spectacular. So it's a good name, not because of him, but because it's special.